I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Europe, North America, and poorer countries in the Middle East are taking in refugees every day. So why aren't the Gulf states doing the same? Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA says,
there's a lot of speculation as to why it could be. Perhaps they might agree with the Assad regime or don't feel the need to get involved or concerned about their own economic collapse.
It should be noted some Gulf states have actually donated relief aid to the United Nations, but that aid doesn't help move people beyond the basic refugee camps. Open Doors is meeting the basic needs of the refugees in those camps, but it's also trying to give these people life.
We're trying to provide microloans so people can get out of the refugee camps, support themselves in a safe part of Iraq by starting their own business.
Would you consider how you could come alongside Open Doors as the hands and feet of Christ in these situations? Recently, World Mission visited hard-to-reach mountain villages in Nepal that have been transformed over the years. Communities have found Christ and planted 11 churches because of Treasure Listening Groups. Greg Kelly.
They have a missionary spirit to them, and their vision is to plant 30 more mountain village churches. And to do that, we'll need hundreds of treasures so that people can come into encounter with the Word of God, because they're oral learners, they can't read. So the treasure in the Nepali language will be such a blessing and give them access to the gospel for the first time in their lives.
You can spread the word to these remote villages by sponsoring treasures, and that could be the reason for starting a church or leading a whole community to Christ. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, MNN is making available Chris Tomlin's CD, Adore. It'll help keep the true meaning of Christmas alive in your home. Get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.